Whoosh. Stephen woke to the sound of his bedroom curtains being pulled open.
Well, Stevie, you've got a new sister, Dad said. Emily Adele Nelson, born 3 hours ago.
She's absolutely perfect. Stephen pulled himself up on his pillows, his legs jiggling already, his chest feeling as if something was trying to get out. He was so excited. Outside, the sky was golden pink over Canvey Marshes, and there was a beam of sun across his duvet cover. The birds were singing too, but extra loud, as if it were a special hello to the baby. Welcome to your first day in the world. 4 days later, Stephen stood at the front room window with Grandma Paradiso, waiting for Mum and his new baby sister to arrive back from hospital. When will they be here, Grandma?
Any time now, Stephen. Just be patient.
That jiggling your legs won't make her come any faster. While they waited, Grandma explained how a stork had brought his new sister, how baby souls about to be born lay in the marshes where storks made their nests, and waited patiently until a stork came, picked them up, and delivered them to their new family. Stephen wondered if the stork would still be there now, with Mummy and Emily. That's if they ever arrived. Less than 10 minutes later, an ambulance came trundling around the corner. Not with a blue light or a nenor, but calmly like an ice cream van. It had to go slow because it was carrying precious treasure. Grandma Paradiso came with Stephen outside. There was a man in a green uniform opening the back doors of the ambulance. He asked Stephen if he'd like to come and look inside, and Stephen looked up at his grandma, who smiled and said,
"It's all right, love,"
and gave him a gentle push.
"Off you go."
The inside of the ambulance looked how he imagined a spaceship might look, with tubes and pumps and switches everywhere. There was a bed on wheels with a green blanket over it that looked itchy, and at the back, a big blue chair where Mummy was sitting, holding the baby, beaming. She was wearing no lipstick, her hair was unbrushed, and Stephen had never seen her look more happy or beautiful.
"Hello, sweetheart," she said quietly. "Come and meet your new sister."
The baby was wrapped up like a caterpillar cocoon, and she was crying like a kitten. Daddy helped Mummy and the baby out of the ambulance and inside. Mummy sat down on the couch, holding Emily. Stephen sat beside them. He couldn't stop looking at this precious present the stork had brought. Grandma Paradiso was saying,
"Ah, oh."
And Daddy was going back and forth, bringing cups of tea, saying hee-hee to himself, and rubbing his hands together. He put down steaming cups for Mummy and Grandma. Then all of a sudden, grabbed Stephen and hugged him so tight it was hard to breathe. But Stephen didn't care. He'd never felt happiness like it. "Stephen, do you want to hold her?" he said. And Stephen wanted to, badly, but looked at Mummy, who said,
"I'm not sure if that's a good idea, sweetheart. Maybe in a few days, when she's a bit bigger."
So Stephen had to make do with just stroking her head instead, which wasn't hard like his, but squishy on top, like the blow-up mattress he slept on at Grandma and Grandad Paradiso's house, which was called El Paradiso, hence the name he'd assigned to his maternal grandparents. Grandma Paradiso slapped her knees.
"Oh, Alicia, come on. It's not every day he gets to meet his little sister, is it? As long as he's careful. Maybe with cushions on the couch."
And so, Daddy helped him get propped up on the cushions. He had to sit really straight and still with his back against the couch.
"Oh, Stephen, look at that. The moment of truth," said Grandma.
Then Mummy passed the baby to him, as carefully as if she were Jesus. She was much lighter than he expected, as light as putting a teddy on his knee, and she made funny squirmy faces, and when she yawned, the bright red inside reminded him of a picture in one of his nature books that he loved so much, of a baby thrush waiting to be fed. All these things together made him giggle with delight and look up to his mother, who drew in a breath.
Be careful, Stevie. She's not a doll, you know. If you drop her...
I won't drop her, he said, never more certain of anything in his life. He was the big brother now, after all, and it was his job to love and protect his little sister, to keep her safe forever.